The rest of the flock came, one after the other, to see the goat herd, and each of the animals had his own way of showing his love for Moni. When Brownie, Moni's own goat, came for his visit, he walked around the boy very carefully as if he were making sure that everything was just as usual. And he would not go away until Moni said, "Yes, yes, Brownie, everything is all right. Now go back to your grazing." Then came a young gray goat, and close behind him a white one named Swallow, because she was so tiny and quick that she seemed to dart past like a swallow flying to its nest. The young gray goat and Swallow rushed at Moni so excitedly that they would have tumbled him over if he had not already been stretched out on the ground. As they went racing off again, Maggie's mother, the shiny black goat, who was a little proud, came slowly forward. She stopped a few feet away from the goat boy, as if she did not care to be too friendly, looked at him for a moment, and then went away. Great Sultan, the oldest and largest of the goats, always came up leading in a way that seemed to say, "I am the leader of this herd of goats, and have come to talk things over with you." Today, as usual, he approached Moni proudly, shoving off the goats who were nearby. But Maggie would not let herself be crowded away. She huddled under Moni's arm so that the great Sultan could not reach her. So the sunny morning passed. Finally, Moni sat up and leaned thoughtfully on the staff that he always carried to help him over the rough places.